I've been struck by the fact that a conversation I had with Jörg Demus some time ago seems to be following a parallel track where he talked about the importance of the piano writing, for example, in the songs. He finds lots of figurations and things that you can trace back into the solo piano works where you see parallels and consistencies.
Good. Well, I entirely agree that in the songwriting of great masters, especially Schumann, you can certainly find parallels in the piano music. And indeed, I would argue, and I'd be prepared to argue quite strenuously, that what the German Lied is in its essence, it is a keyboard art form. This fact is usually withheld from singers because it's bad for their morale. But pianists know, and musicologists know, that it is a keyboard art form. It develops from piano music. Well, one of the more obvious motifs throughout German music is ways of depicting nature. And the German art song takes a great deal of its inspiration from poetry, which is drawn directly from descriptions of nature. So you have to have a musical palette, so to speak, like an artist has. You can dip in your brush, and musically you can depict such ideas as the movement of leaves or the movement of waves, the ripple of waves, the lisp of leaves, and so on. And Schumann has all these very typical associations. A song, for example, about the famous song Der Nussbaum has to depict the idea of waving foliage, and it does it like this. And so on. Simple arpeggios throughout the piece, which are entirely unobtrusive, but which, heard in conjunction with the melodic line and the words, conjure up in your mind and are deliberately intended to a picture of waving foliage and all sorts of movements of waves, like this, as in a song called Die Lorelei. Now, these movements are enhanced by further pictures which are derived deep from the heart of the German woodland. And the main thing here is the horn, so-called horn passage. Anything like that means the hunt. And this can appear in any kind of guise. In a song, for example, called Im Walde, there's a description of a hunting party that suddenly passes by, and the music says, the kind of music that would be written for horns in couples or in quartets. And this helps to create atmosphere in songs where the words don't actually tell you. And the music begins in a prelude, and it's only later you hear the words and know what the music is about. When it begins like this, that passage tells you that the scene is set in a woodland. So that when the words begin, it is already late, it is already cold. Why are you riding lonely through the woodland? You know, before that word is sung, you know already what the song is about, and the scene is set. So the ideal Schumann song prepares in various ways for the musical ideas that are going to be expressed in the poem, and also enhances those ideas in quite unexpected ways. Here, for example, is the famous song called Mondnacht, just the piano part, and the repeated chords here are about the stillness of the night. The harmony doesn't move. And you are to understand when you hear that music as you would hear a long note in music often means or stands for moonlight, as in the Mendelssohn Overture to Midsummer Night's Dream, or even Debussy Clair de Lune. A long-held note means moonlight, and in Schumann's songs, repeated chords mean the stillness of the night. At the same time as you hear that, you hear in the left hand the notes E, H, E, H being B in German. And Schumann has written to his fiancée, Clara Wieck, an idea that has just occurred to him. It is what a musical word marriage is. Ehe, E-H-E, in German means marriage. Now, this song is about the sleeping landscape and the beauty of the moonlit night, but the words happen to begin with a metaphor. It was as if the sky had silently kissed the earth. And in Schumann's mind, this music moves into a dream of married love, and he actually sets the scene and creates the mood by writing in music the word Ehe in the left hand like this. But it could hardly be more clear or explicit.